Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast this week, How Not to Look Like an Idiot at a Super Bowl Party this weekend. Hi, everyone. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hi, Peter. This is Sarah Smith. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, how are things in Seattle?
Well, I actually got to wear my sunglasses a couple of times this week, so things are going pretty well.
That's exciting. Why did you wear them? Did you get a black eye?
Well, you know, one time it was actually legitimate sun, and the other times it was just kind of peeking through, so I took the opportunity.
They assume when it comes out, you all react like vampires. Like, ah! Well, welcome to the show. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read for you three news-related limericks. The last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, complete it 2 times out of 3. Do that, you win our prize. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here you go. Here's your first limerick.
As Valentine's Day does approach, don't get her a flower or brooch. No, true love speaks best through small household pests. Give her name to a species of...
roach?
Yes, indeed.
Ew.
Roach, for a small donation this Valentine's Day, the Bronx Zoo will allow you to name one of their 58,000 hissing cockroaches after your sweetie, because nothing says romance or I had no idea what to get you for Valentine's Day like an insanely repulsive 4-inch-long bug that hisses. How do you pick which cockroach you'll name for her? Oh, that one reminds me of you, the way you make my skin crawl. We'll do that. Here we go. Here is your next limerick.
The voice recognition's not short. You sound like your tongue's tied in knots. Cities they built for men sporting kilts. Our phone can't make sense of a...
Can you repeat it?
Oh, come on, that accent was so authentic.
Scott?
Yes. Scott, yes, a Scott. Very
Scott.
Good.
Scott, got it.
Gary Oldman himself couldn't have done better. The LA Times reports that Siri, who is that helpful woman stuffed inside every new iPhone, cannot understand a Scottish brogue. You know, so the people in Scotland are going, what is a restaurant? And they're getting nothing, so they're getting mad, as Scots do, and they're painting their faces blue. And they're shouting, I'll never take our freedom! And Siri's like, would you like some Edam? Do you want cheese? And it just makes them madder. It's a terrible situation. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Down here, we're the top-notch mammalians. But out there, it looks like we're phalian. So spaceships give Earth an extra-wide berth. We're being avoided by...
aliens.
Right, yes. One Florida scientist has advanced the theory that E.T. aliens are out there. They're just not answering our calls. They're ignoring us. That's why we haven't seen them. Seriously, if your phone went off, right, and the caller ID said the human race, would you pick up? No. We are going right to the alien voicemail, according to this theory. It's hard not
We're
to
We're like
be...
intergalactic spam.
Exactly. Or that annoying neighbor you never want to hear from. That's us. It's hard not to be insulted by this. So if any advanced races are listening to this as they get our signal out in space, give us a try. We're obedient and or delicious. Carl, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Well, she had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Sarah, you win our prize.
Well done.
Great.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.